This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
Wow.
The Monday night edition. 855-450-3733. Do you know how to work those headphones, nobody? Okay, you got it. Okay, cool. Is our toll-free number if you'd like to call and join the conversation. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we will circle back to talking about the European Union and what they're demanding.
Like a dog returning to its vomit.
Demanding from these software developers and banning decentralized apps. But during the break, we were doing just a little more research on this company, Clear, who would be partnering with Ticketmaster and is already doing things like providing these services for arenas, and I believe I read they were even doing it for like the NHL, and during their playoffs they were the company of choice to provide documentation that people were free of the virus, etc. and so on. I stumbled upon this article from Vox that says, unsurprisingly, privacy advocates are very skeptical of the new Clear Health Pass, which they argue doesn't really solve the problem of keeping an area free of infectious people.
Because you can't.
If anything, they say the service introduces a host of privacy concerns. That's what I was attempting to allude to when we were talking about it in the previous segment. They worry that deploying this health pass is in a wide range of venues could facilitate unwanted surveillance and become a ubiquitous part of life. Quote, forcing someone to upload extensive medical information to a privately run centralized database that's then going to decide whether or not they can enter public accommodations or potentially go to work or find a plane, that's really a nightmare scenario, unquote, said John Davidson, an attorney at the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
Not if you're a control freak and you want to run other people's lives.
Well, also, what's interesting to add in here is the history behind the company. According to, now, there's not a page on Wikipedia about Clear specifically, but what there is a page about the Registered Traveler Program. Now, this was an airline passenger security assessment system tested in the U.S. in 2005. Clear was operated at the time by a company called Verified Identity Pass, and it was the largest of these Registered Traveler Program participants with almost 200,000 members. So you remember when they were, the TSA
So they've
was,
already got experience in helping people who take your freedom from you
right.
to sell you a little bit of it back.
Yes, and the way they sell it to you is by saying, hey, just go ahead and sign up for this thing. Now they call it like pre-check or whatever, TSA. Just sign up for this thing. We'll run you through the gamut of all these hoops, and then you can, you'll be approved, and you can go take the fast line.
Now you're certified.
So according to this story, and it was interesting because I remember reporting on this a decade ago. In July of 2008, a laptop containing the names, addresses, birth dates, driver's license numbers, and passport information of 33,000 Clear customers was reported stolen from a secured room in San Francisco International Airport.
So these jerk-offs are not only spooks, they're incompetent spooks. They want to spy on you so they can lose your information.
Well, don't worry, they're different now, nobody.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They've had a decade to learn their lesson.
A decade to help to make their aid to tyrants more profitable.
Well, and also to be owned by a totally different company, LabCorp now.
Well, it's actually not LabCorp. I think LabCorp might be an investor or something like that. The company that owns it now is called AllClear, A-L-C-L-E-A-R, AllClear, LLC. That's the company that owns Clear, all right. In capital letters. We were trying to find what that stands for. We've been unsuccessful. Also,
don't they own some radio stations, too?
You're thinking of Clear Channel, which is now called iHeartMedia. But the laptop in question had 33,000 customer profiles on it. And it was supposedly unencrypted, which is in contravention of TSA rules, although they say it was protected by two levels of password protection. As a result of the theft, TSA ordered Clear to inform the affected customers, suspend enrollment of new customers, and cease the use of unencrypted computers as well as secure devices until encryption
well,
can
actually,
be installed.
Actually, they ceased it before that happened, according to their policy. It just never seems to work out that way.
And then within another week or two, the laptop was found again in the same room where it supposedly had gone missing. The government goons were then investigating whether any personal data was accessed as well as the circumstances of the reappearance. Within a year, Clear announced they would be ceasing operations effective immediately. And then they changed
such
their
luck, though.
The entire contents of their website was removed and most pages redirected to a simple statement: Clear lanes are no longer available. At 11 p.m. in 2009 in June, Clear will
cease
operations.
And we thought from then on it was going to be clear sailing.
No, what happened was they then sold after there was a class action lawsuit filed against them. They went to bankruptcy court after that, and the new owners bought them up. And so Clear, in its current iteration, has only been around for a decade, but the entire concept has been around for a couple of them.
So somebody thought they saw a clear path to profit.
Well, and Kenneth Goodman, the director of the University of Miami's Institute for Bioethics and Health Policy, warns that a program like Clear's Health Pass could become a form of security theater.
Especially since these people are clearly idiots.
What exactly is any company going to do to ensure that people who get through security, come to the party, get on the plane, go to the restaurant, etc., are actually free of the virus, Goodman said.
That has nothing to do with it. Where's the money in that? The money is just an extortion.
The idea that fever detection or a quiz, which of course you could lie to, is going to improve our safety on the streets or airports or stadiums or anywhere else is so far not particularly based on solid peer-reviewed evidence.
Well, I don't know if he's saying that they should go further, but it could be interpreted that he's saying that.
I think he's saying incorrectly that it's not going to be a thing that's beneficial to anybody's health.
Right. Yeah, what it'll be beneficial
going further
to
wouldn't be beneficial to anybody's health either.
The benefit here is total control because they would get all of your biometric data. So when Clear first lost 33,000 customer info, it was just, you know, their date of birth and their driver's license number and their address. Now
Social
it'll be your iris
number,
scan. Now it'll be your face. Now it'll be your fingerprints and all of that.
Your medical history.
That
well,
too.
Albert Foxconn, the executive director of Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, called HealthPass an absolutely horrifying product. He points out that Clear's ultimate goal seems to be based on the assumption that people have access to regular testing, which is a questionable premise in the United States. Also, public health asks,
experts, I mean, sure they have access to it. Why would they want to waste their money on it?
Right. Also, public health experts still don't have a full understanding of how COVID immunity works or how antibody tests should be factored into the equation. So I am very skeptical of this company, of their prominence that they already seem to have.
Yeah. They're in Major League Baseball.
Of course, they're prominent within the industry that already waged the war on drugs on us because, of course, that was waged in large part on behalf of the scumbags in the medical industry.
He goes on to say that after 9/11, we passed emergency surveillance powers, and we were told, don't worry, they're going to go away in a few years. Khan told Recode, as of this year, we're still debating whether or not to renew them. We have to assume that any surveillance infrastructure we build to respond to this health crisis will become a permanent facet of American life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Stay away from this stuff.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Mike calling from New Richmond. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm a
long time listener, first time caller. Hey, I got a challenge for Ian. I want to know, like, what is the best argument for the state that you've heard, and how would you refute that?
The best argument for the state? God, I mean,
the best argument I've heard for the state is they love you and they want you to be happy. And I refute that by saying, Are you daft, man?
Do you want to take a minute and answer that on the
air? Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I don't know.
Thanks for the call, Mike. We'll give you an answer in a bit. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join the conversation. We've got more, including, Ian, what is the best argument for the state? Coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome. back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week...
As opposed to the ugly White Mountains of New Hampshire, which are somewhat east of them.
Yes. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. So,
party!
Yes. Have we fought for our right to party? You know, the Beastie Boys made a song.
We have not yet begun to fight.
But I don't think they actually did any fighting for our right to party. They made a song that says you have to, but I don't think they did any actual fighting.
We're doing that here, though, yeah. In New Hampshire.
And, you know, the guy wrote, we're not going to take it. He took it.
Yeah.
Well, and he liked it.
He's currently taking it.
What a twisted, twisted sister.
So to answer the question that the caller asked...
Yes, he issued you segment. A challenge, Mr. Freeman. A challenge.
A challenging challenge.
It is challenging to think of any kind of good argument for the state. I mean, I don't generally consider arguments for the state to be good.
Much less the best one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could pick one that's, I would say, unique. I'm not going to say that it's particularly good. It's one that you don't really hear... particularly often, the idea that, well, the market may be fine for these things that the market does, but we have to have the state because they have the resources to do X, whether that X be like going to space or building the roads or whatever thing. It's the idea that the market couldn't handle this because they don't have the ability to steal money.
Like growing a military to where it's literally the largest force ever seen on planet Earth.
Yeah, so this particular viewpoint really excites the control freaks out there because they love the idea of forcing their viewpoint on everybody. And so if they can think of some really big plan that would cost a lot of money, then they can just say, well, we need the state for this plan because private companies couldn't afford to do it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's first of all, if your idea is that good, then it should be able to be funded privately.
Yes.
If it's a bad idea, the hallmark of a bad idea is that you require the state or violence, because that's what the state is.
Good ideas do not require force.
Correct. People could come up with
resisting
the money.
Force is a good idea, and that frequently does require force.
I think he means aggressive force.
Correct.
When he says that.
Good ideas do not require aggression.
That's right. So come up, if you got your good idea, just start raising money for it voluntarily. The other thing is when you raise money for things voluntarily and you're not the state, if you're actually a private entity of some sort of charity or whatever, or company, then you're more efficient with the money that you raise. So therefore, what might cost the state $1 billion to do might only cost a private charity, $2 million or something.
Like,
it'll be a fraction, or $20 million, or $200 million. It'll be a fraction of whatever the government would spend on that same thing, and they would probably get better results for the lesser amount of money. And further, the best part about it is, if you don't agree, if that company is run by somebody who you think is a scumbag, or you found out, like, I think there was a headline that Biden had some sort of cancer charity. I don't know if you guys saw this one. I didn't look at the details of it, but the story...
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say Biden had a cancer. I was going to be so happy.
He might, but he apparently had some sort of a charity where all of the money that was donated went to salaries instead of actually doing cancer research. So in a private charity situation, if you find out that there's malfeasance going on, then you can just walk away from it or not never give them money in the first place. Whereas with the state, you're forced to, and it's always politicians who make decisions for you. So, I mean, it's not a good argument. It's just one of the more unusual ones, I guess. Sorry.
The whole thing about under if we had anarchy that warlords would take over, is that's always seemed like a good argument for government until you realize that the government is the warlords that took over last time we had freedom.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's I think Gene the Christian Anarchist made that argument before, that we're actually in a state of anarchy.
Well, I mean, to some extent we are. You know, we're just operating under the illusion that one gang of criminals is different from the rest. So the reality is the people are not the criminals. The government is the criminals.
Larkin Rose.
They need the treatment that true criminals deserve.
Larkin Rose makes that argument, too. That anarchy is most things most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that occasionally some bullies come around calling themselves the government and tell you what to do and how to do it. And if you don't comply, why, they purport the authority to chuck you in a cage. And if you don't like that and you resist that, well, then they'll kill you.
Yep.
So there's not really much of a difference between that and, you know, another criminal organization.
Right. The difference is that this group of criminals managed to brainwash people to think there's something else.
Right.
And they did that by offering them free education.
There's something else, all right.
Yeah. Which, of course, isn't free. But
they're a crime syndicate masquerading as a human rights organization.
Yes, and to their credit, I mean, given that the government gang does things very poorly typically, to their credit, they've been very successful at this. I mean, you know, 2020 made it clear just how successful that they've been, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because now we see it every time we go outside of the house. It used to be that people's bad ideas would mostly stay in their head. You know, they might put it on a bumper sticker. Maybe they'd wear a T-shirt with whatever bad, you know, ideas that they had. But now they literally put it on their face.
Yeah.
And they parade around, many of them proudly, you know, proclaiming essentially to the world how obedient they are. And now I understand there are some people who wear masks simply out of fear of what their neighbors will think.
Right.
But ultimately, I can't tell the difference between those of you who think like that and those of you who are actually proud of it. Can't tell the difference at a glance.
People have asked me why I'm so, you know, against the lockdown, the masks.
Yeah, what's your problem, overreach? Captain?
Yeah, how come? Well, you don't like people, you don't grandma to die, you know, all those things,
you
right?
Hate
so it's simply like this. For the first time in my life, people apparently have been convinced that otherwise healthy people need to behave in some way other than the way they were behaving.
Mm-hmm.
So normally healthy people are treated like normal healthy people. Now they're not. They're treated.
Now they're potential carriers.
Now they're potential carriers, and they're treated as if there's something wrong with them. And that is, in essence, what I don't like about this whole thing.
Sick.
855-450-3733. We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News the recount will be completed on time.
All going as planned. Many of the counties are ahead and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
California is pulling a so-called emergency brake that will land more than 94% of that state's population in the most restrictive of coronavirus measures. In 41 of California's 58 counties, indoor operations for churches, gyms, and restaurants must stop by Tuesday. California has seen COVID-19 cases double over the last week, and last week the state crossed the 1 million case mark. This is USA Radio News. Another drug maker announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine is close to being ready and is very effective. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street reacted positively to that news, with the Dow taking off into record territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 470 points to finish just 50 points shy of the 30,000-point mark. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% to also close at an all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hoping it was the gargling sound of the state being drowned to death.
That would have been a much better. You know, when they do sound design, they often use different sounds that you wouldn't think are the sounds to make sounds that you think are the sounds.
Mm.
Right? So, like a crumbling, what do you call it? Tinfoil, aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
Is simulated rain. They'll also use bacon frying for simulated rain.
Huh.
So, yeah, stuff you didn't really need to know. But yeah,
Secrets of the Foley guy.
Secrets of the Foley and ADR. People here on Free Talk Live. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. I forgot to mention that. I didn't really forget. I was just waiting. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you'd like to join us. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And this is the moment in the show where we get to say thank you to Ryan Johnson. He is a silver level amplifier. That means he donates.
That would be $5 per month.
$5 per month to the amplifier program, and you can find out all about that over at amp.freetalklive.com. What it is a program that allows you to donate, and the money goes exclusively to help us get on more radio stations. So if you like this program, you like the characters, you like the content, and some of the things that we talk about, including the callers and that kind of thing, and you want to help us spread the message of freedom, you can help us do that by becoming an amplifier. You get some pretty neat perks. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more if you like to, of course, and we appreciate it, particularly Ryan Johnson. Thank you for being an amplifier. We do appreciate your assistance, and again, you can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. So I teased earlier in the program about this article about the European Union. They've made moves to outlaw encrypted apps. And this is from ZeroHedge.com by Tyler Durden, of course. An EU Council of Ministers resolution spearheaded by the French Prime Minister and the Austrian Chancellor of the Conservative Austrian People's Party would mandate that apps such as Telegram, Signal, and WhatsApp provide European intelligence services with backdoor access in order to allow them to better monitor the conversations of their citizens.
Mm.
They want to violate your backdoor. That's right. I said it.
That's government for you.
Encryption is an important tool used by dissidents, journalists, and privacy-conscious citizens around the world, and in an age of mass surveillance and strict social media censorship. Millions have started embracing the technology in the West as the rulers of the Anglosphere and Europe continue to lose public confidence and become more repressive. The excuse being given for this effort,
COVID-19,
is a spate of recent terrorist attacks.
Oh, they need to use COVID-19. And I mean, that's why we don't need encryption.
Well, what they're calling terrorist attacks, are they actually terrorist attacks, or are they the yellow vests, the people fighting back against the tyrants?
I always find it funny when governments use terrorist attacks. It's the pot calling the kettle
black. Yeah, they should really say unauthorized terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
To differentiate them from the terrorist attacks that the governments engage in every single day.
Rather than contend with complex cultural, ethnic, and immigration issues that lead to such violence, Marcon, Kurtz, and the interests they represent see an opportunity to expand their eavesdropping power over their increasingly frightened population. In recent years, laws passed by liberal governments under the guise of combating foreign Islamic terrorism have been utilized against citizens espousing nationalist, populist, and dissident ideas, as well as adversarial political factions. In the United States, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, was founded after 9/11 to combat al-Qaeda operations domestically, but its unconstitutional powers today are largely focused on going after the right-wing white male. The FBI's CIA-like power granted to them in the name of counterterrorism lowered the bar for surveillance via the secret FISA court and was used by permanent bureaucrats to entrap and spy on members of Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
It was actually the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force that formed a political goon squad to come after me.
I always...
Thanks, guys.
Whenever they used the term Joint Terrorism Task Force, I imagined a bunch of hippies smoking a joint, sitting around in a room going, man, how can we terrorize some people?
Yeah, if only it were that.
But that's not what it is. It's far more frightening than that. Figures struggling with low approval ratings like Marcon have a vested He has a vested interest in being able to spy on protest movements like the Yellow Vests, who have largely been shut down by Facebook and forced to migrate to Telegram.
Interesting. See, I was wondering when the Yellow Vests were brought up a moment ago, what happened to them? Well, they're in the news, so we can get to that story.
Oh, really?
Yep, they're back.
Yeah, this doesn't go on for very long.
Welcome back, Yellow Vest guys.
In pursuing these measures, Europe will be following the lead of the Five Eyes Intelligence Network. That's the UK, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, which last October put out a call for an international plan to end accessible encryption for ordinary citizens.
What isn't that convenient? They've got five eyes, and I've got five fingers on each hand.
But I'm only going to show them one.
I'll show them one on each hand. It's directly in the center.
That's what I'm talking about.
In their statement last month.
By the way, before you go on.
Yes.
So they're saying they want an international plan to end encryption for ordinary people. They're going to have a tough time pulling that off in the United States because of that pesky freedom of speech. You know, as long as they continue to pretend to honor that, and of all of the constitutional protected so-called rights, freedom of speech does tend to be the one that has the longest, you know, stick-to-itiveness. They have you know, for the most part, the courts have upheld it over the years. So
mostly.
That's going
to
be the top
really?
One.
So we can swear on the radio? We don't have to get a license to broadcast now?
It's not perfect. I'm saying mostly compared to some of the other things.
It's certainly more free than in other places, but I think it is a misnomer to say that we actually have it.
No, I wasn't saying that we have it. I was just saying that compared to other purported protected rights that have been stripped away completely, this one has not been stripped away completely.
It still kind of exists here, yes, it's true. We are on the radio, therefore it kind of exists.
Yeah, it'll be difficult for them to go to court and say, you have the freedom to write software, just not this software. Now, they did make that argument in the case of Ross Ulbricht and were successful at putting him into prison for writing a website. So it's not to say there aren't
exceptions. Not actually for writing it, but for operating it, which is a different thing. I mean, if you make yourself a firearm, it's different from actually using that.
Well, the difference is very subtle, though. I mean, ultimately, he wrote the site, and he happened to operate the site, so they got him.
Well, in their statement last month, the Department of Justice claimed they were concerned with the proliferation of child pornography over these apps. This rationalization rings hollow since the FBI's budget for combating child exploitation and pornography has remained stagnant.
Well, don't forget that the FBI actually ran a child pornography website, which actually was the largest of such sites, according to their own bragging, and proceeded to help distribute, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of images and videos to whomever.
And don't forget that Epstein didn't kill himself, and that when Acosta, who was Trump's Secretary of Labor, was asked and was also the prosecutor on the Florida case for Epstein, where he got a sweetheart deal. He was asked why he gave Epstein that sweetheart deal, and the dirtbag said, well, I was told he was attached to intelligence, and he was above my pay grade. Interestingly enough, nobody in the media said, oh, really? Who told you that?
And the powers that be continue to allocate meager resources to investigate even the record number of reports that they receive of child pornography here in the United States.
Well, there's people smoking weed. We have to have priorities.
Indeed they do. 855-450-3733. Do you want the government to have backdoor access to all your apps?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's right. Live from New Hampshire, it's Monday night.
Hey.
I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
I'm Ian.
And Pope Nobody of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 if you would like to join in the fun. Speaking of your calls, let's go to one of them right now. Free Talk, you're on David in New Mexico Live.
Yes. One of our, what was that? Was there something coming there that I missed?
No, you're on the air.
Just you.
Yeah, I wanted to answer Ian and Captain's question from another evening that I didn't get a chance to answer.
Uh-oh, what was the question?
The question, Ian had asked me when I suggested that, or when I stated that I wanted to, or that I had, now you made me lose my train of thought, that I had contacted Kurt Elitch, the guy that assaulted and battered my kid. Mm-hmm. And I contacted him, which could may or may not be, I don't actually know for sure, whether it's violating a court order to not contact him. And Ian had asked me, you know, do I want to be sanctioned for that? And Captain, you had asked or you had suggested that it might not be a good idea to share it over the radio. I'm just stating facts and law, so I got nothing to hide. I've never had it. I can state everything from my side of it without anything to worry about. Now, to answer Ian's question, if it's a violation of a court order and Kurt Oden Elitch wants to bust my ass for doing it, then good. He can one, spend the hundreds of dollars it will cost him to file that motion and attend the corporate and attend the motion hearing in order to attempt to sanction me for contempt of court. And then when we're in that motion hearing where he's trying to sanction me for contempt of court, he'll have to explain, you know, what are you complaining about, Mr. Elitch? Well, Mr. Olson sent me a text and an email asking me why I abused his son. So that's, and that's the violation of the court order. So he would have to expose to the family court that he's being prosecuted criminally for a felony charge and a sex crime against my kid's mom and a misdemeanor assault and battery on my son himself. He'd have to explain that that's why he wants the judge to sanction me for contempt of court for asking him why he's abusing my children.
Doesn't seem too likely.
Right. Doesn't seem too likely. And then also, there's another game that the family court in New Mexico has been playing. John J. Romero Jr., the judge, is playing this game, and there's a long history of this. It's a pattern, so people should pay attention because it'll be done to you. If you ever utilize the services of a court-appointed attorney, whether in a criminal proceeding or in a civil proceeding, in the unusual circumstance where you have a court-appointed attorney in a civil proceeding like I do, one of the things that they do is, you know, one, they don't give you the level of service as if you were forking over Benjamins one after another after another after another.
Yep.
And then when you call them on their insufficient performance, they say things like, in my case, for instance, this attorney hasn't done anything in years. He said, well, there's no hearings scheduled in your case, so there's no work to do, but I'm collecting the paycheck anyway, even though there's no work to do because there's no hearing scheduled. And my response to him is, well, schedule one. The ball is in your court, dummy. And he just ignores that. But now if Mr. Elitch comes with a motion for a hearing, then there would be a hearing scheduled in my case that the attorney on my side would have to actually attend to, because he can't shut down the other attorney like he can shut me down his own client. So there's like three different things that having a contempt hearing would do in my favor.
Okay. So you actually do want to have a contempt hearing.
Bring it on. Like I said, there would be, I would be.
Could you file a motion for your own contempt hearing?
I could possibly do that. That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Yes.
Well, always remember Mae West's line when the judge said to her, "Madam, are you attempting to display contempt for this court?" She said, "No, Your Honor, I'm attempting to conceal it."
All right, what's next for you, David? What's next for you?
The next thing, I have a hearing on the 24th regarding the KUNM trying to put me in prison for 3 years. It's a status hearing, pretrial conference. Oh, and this will be interesting. The one and only of the 16, 17, 18 judges in the Metro Court in Albuquerque, only one is on the right. All the rest of them are Democrats. They're all Democrats pay for one Republican, and this judge happens to be a Republican, so it'll be interesting to see how she treats me as compared to the abuse I've suffered at the hands of the other Democrat judges that have numbers.
I predict it'll make no difference whatsoever.
Yes, thank you for the call tonight, too, David. I predict the same as well. But good luck to you, David. We wish you the best in your endeavors. Keep us updated, as you always do. We had mentioned the yellow vests here in this article from Zero Hedge and how they are attempting to ban encrypted apps in the European Union. And so Ian had an update there for us.
Well, I was just curious to see what had happened with them, because they were certainly in the news big time last year.
And they disappeared. And they were gone.
Like the Hong Kong protesters, they disappeared when the imaginary disease came out.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Did they really disappear? There was a story back from March of this year where yellow vests defy coronavirus measures to protest in Paris, but then I don't see a whole lot since then. Then there is a story.
The revolution, however, will not be televised.
September 12th. So I'm looking at let's see, this is not television, this is France 24 reporting that French police fired tear gas and arrested more than 250 people in Paris on Saturday. Now, this was, again, September 12th. on Saturdays, they tussled with yellow vest protesters seeking to revive the anti-government movement curbed by coronavirus lockdown this year. Now, I've seen these guys described as anti-government, but I don't know if that's actually accurate as far as
well, they're opposed to the government they have. It's not clear that they're opposed to government in general.
No, I don't think they are.
I had to look up tussle because while I've used the word, I was like, what is a tussle
anyway? Mm-hmm.
It's a vigorous struggle or scuffle, typically in order to obtain or achieve something.
The yellow vest, named after motorists' high visibility jackets, which apparently are a requirement for every car in France, emerged in late 2018 in protest against fuel taxes and the cost of living, posing a major challenge to President Emmanuel Macron as demonstrations spread across France at the time. By midday on Saturday, again, this is again September of this month, hundreds of demonstrators had gathered at the starting points of two authorized marches in Paris. So does that mean they asked for permission to do this?
That's a good question.
No, it sounds like there were other people who were marching with authorization, and they showed up. Because it doesn't say they went there and marched. It says they showed up at the start of a march.
So if somebody,
the marchers are there for the whole march.
Wait, so if somebody else gets a license to have a march, you could just show up for their march and march?
Well, I don't know, but if nobody physically stops you, then yes, you can. Yeah. And if they try to stop you, you can always kick them in the floor.
I did that in Keene.
You co-opted a march?
We did it more than once. It was, I don't know if it was Veterans Day, Memorial Day, one of those military things where they have like a parade of Main Street, and we came out with peace signs, you know, handmade signs with messages of peace and against war and that sort of thing.
I'm not disturbing the peace, I'm disturbing the war.
And we joined the parade at the very end. So once the tail end of the parade had gone, we followed up and were at the end of the parade and got a lot of positive response.
Nice.
Got some negative responses too, as you might expect. But I would say the majority of them were positive. We did that for, I think, 4 or 5 years in a row.
Nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate that and applaud you for your efforts.
So, according to the story, while cortege proceeded without incident, the other march was aborted as police clashed with groups who left the designated route and set fire to waste bins and a car. Some protesters wore black clothes and carried the flag of an anti-fascist movement, suggesting the presence of radical demonstrators dubbed black blocs, often blamed for violence at street marches in France. The police repeatedly used tear gas to counter small groups of roaming protesters before they disappeared toward the end of the afternoon. Police had made 256 arrests on that day by 6 p.m., with many for carrying items like tools that could be used as weapons.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with their politics completely, but thanks for going out and fighting with the cops, because somebody needs to.
Well, it looks like we are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us at freetalklive.com. Peace. Have a good night.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.